This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the Democrats running for president agree on one issue, but show big differences on others. AP correspondent Tim McGuire has the story.
The seven Democrats taking part in the PBS NewsHour Politico presidential debate in Los Angeles all agree with the impeachment of President Donald Trump, but the differences emerged as Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren criticized a recent California fundraiser for South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Held in a wine cave full of crystals and served $900 a bottle wine. Think about who comes to that.
The mayor replied he was the only one on the stage not worth $1 million or more.
If I pledged never to be in the company of a progressive Democratic donor, I couldn't be up here. Senator, your net worth is 100 times mine.
I'm Tim McGuire.
President Trump said he wants an immediate trial in the Senate following his impeachment. But as AP Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace reports, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are in no hurry.
They've put forward a couple of witnesses that they would like to see called, acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, former National Security Advisor John Bolton. And so she is hoping that by holding this off, that they might move on some of this. And the reason why she is hopeful that she has even just a small bit of leverage is that President Trump wants this trial to happen. He wants to be acquitted on live television. He doesn't want the House impeachment to be the last act here. Certainly, if he is able to win re-election, even having been impeached, he will see that as the biggest constitutional marker that is out there to curb his powers.
That's Julie Pace reporting. For more news, as always, visit our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pakistan, the head of a three-judge panel, which ruled that the corpse of convicted former military dictator Pervez Musharraf should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament if he dies before his execution. Top government officials told a hurriedly called news conference Thursday evening, will order in violation of the Constitution. Pakistan's law minister said neither the Constitution nor the Islam religion allows public hangings. The high treason trial against Musharraf stemmed from his actions back in 2007 when he briefly imposed an emergency in Pakistan by suspending the Constitution to try to cling to power. He placed top judges, including the then Chief Justice, under house arrest for opposing his rule. The World Health Organization says insecurity and a lack of access in conflicted-ridden parts of the Democratic Republic of Congo remain major threats to ending the Ebola outbreak there. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Health officials are concerned progress made against the Ebola outbreak in the North Kivu and Ituri provinces could come undone because of ongoing fighting among dozens of armed groups. The World Health Organization says the deadly virus has been cleared from 25 of the region's health zones. It says an average of 4 to 10 new cases a week have been recorded in four zones in recent weeks. However, the executive director of the WHO's Health Emergencies Program, Mike O'Ryan, says there's been a big increase recently in the number of cases in North Kivu's Mabalako zone. He says there is real concern that continued transmission of the virus in Mabalako could potentially reinfect Butembo, which would be a major setback to Ebola containment efforts. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's recent resounding general election victory has made it certain that Britain will part company with the European Union come the end of January, fulfilling the government's key re-election campaign pledge to get Brexit done. Camille Schreier, a student at the Virginia Commonwealth University, is the new Miss America. Camille, who advocates for drug safety, was crowned Miss America last night in the state of Connecticut. For details on much more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.